Good day. This is Paige Estrotori presenting your daily financial services news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. Let's dive into the latest developments from Monday, April 7th, 2025. APE is making strides towards increasing investment choices and meeting rising demand from advisors. The financial services giant has expanded its North platform through integrating asset management firms Innova Asset Management, AZ Sestante, and Watershed Funds Management. With these strategic integrations, the managed accounts menu now boasts over 150 managed and nearly 400 billed portfolios. AMP isn't just making waves on the home front, it's also strengthening its international alliance with BetaShares. Together, they've launched Australia's first moderately geared managed account portfolios, enabling more affordable equity market access through internally geared ETFs. Moving into acquisitions, Fortitude Investment Partners has made a strategic play, acquiring a majority stake in Australia's largest independent SMSF audit firm, ASF Audits. At an estimated value of approximately $31.2 million, Fortitude cements its expansion into the tech-enabled financial services sector. With assets projected to exceed $1 trillion, the growing SMSF sector provides remarkable opportunities for growth. The Fortitude ASF partnership brings new expectations of improved services, customer experiences, and a strengthened industry presence. On the currency front, the Australian dollar faced sizable volatility, crediting announcements of reciprocal tariffs and a universal 10% baseline tariff. A roller coaster session witnessed initial gains quickly erased amidst global market unease. Despite Australia maintaining cushioning non-tariff barriers, especially in agriculture, abrupt tariff implementations bring potential tumult to the nation's financial landscape. Lastly, we turn to Casterton, where insurers are playing a vital role in assistive measures following recent severe storms. The Insurance Council of Australia, the ICA, is showing their commitment by organizing a community consultation and information session this Wednesday. By facilitating discussions between affected residents and insurance representatives, the initiative aims to provide personal aid in the wake of the storms. The town hall-style ceremony will cover everything fielded throughout the day, including claim processes, lodging complaints, and effective strategies for recovery. That's your daily financial services news wrap. Remember to visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for further news, insights, and resources. This is Paige Estrotori signing off for today. I'll be back with more updates tomorrow. Stay safe and have a great day.